I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane and the headlines for the week. First up, the penalties from Atlanta. Kevin Harvick's winning car was found with loose lug nuts in post-race. His crew chief was fined $10,000. 52 and the 42 in the Xfinity Series suffered the same fate, and each were fined $5,000. In the Camping World Trucks, a whole different story. Kyle Busch admittedly left his pit stall in the middle of a stop to beat the second place truck off pit row. The only thing is he lost a wheel once he got to the track. Usually the crew chief calls the audible on the two-tire stop and the driver and crew follow. This one came from behind the wheel with no warning to the crew, so they had loose lug nuts on the left side when he left the pit stall. Thankfully for the on-loan crew members from Kurt Busch's and Clint Bowyer's Cup Series teams that were moonlighting for the team, NASCAR decided to excuse them from the three-race minimum suspension that the crew chief and the jackman will serve. Could have been pretty big implications for the 41 and 14 teams. And finally, the Kyle Petty Charity Ride announced their route for the 24th annual ride to raise funds for Victory Junction Gang Camp. The camp is dedicated to sending children with chronic illnesses and their families to a great summer camp experience, complete with full medical care if needed at no cost to the family. So far, they've sent over 8,000 families to camp and raised $1.3 million last year. This year's route will wind from Portland, Maine through New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and in North Carolina. For more information or to donate, go to KylePettyCharityRide.com. It's a triple header in Sin City this weekend as all three series race the 1.5-mile Las Vegas Motor Speedway. They've raced here since 1998, and this will be the first year they'll have two race weekends in the season. Yep, they're going to be back during the playoffs. The Camping World Trucks fire up the action tonight at 9 p.m. on FS1. The Xfinity Series rolls Saturday afternoon with a few Cup drivers to contend with. Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, Austin Dillon, and Ryan Blaney will join the regulars in the Boyd Gaming 300 Saturday 3:30 on FS1. The Monster Energy Cup teams line up on Sunday, yet another track where Jimmy Johnson leads active drivers and wins. But can the 48 team get a handle on that new car and break their 25-race winless streak? We'll have to see. Brad Keselowski has two wins. Other prior winners include Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, and defending champ of the race, Martin Truex Jr. He swept all three stages last year. Johnson does lead the driver ratings at Vegas with a 112 out of 150. Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, Harvick, Joey Logano, and Brad Kay round your top six. Qualifying is tonight at 7 p.m., two more practice sessions at noon and 2:30 tomorrow, all on FS1, and the Pennzoil 400 coverage begins at 3 p.m. Sunday on Fox. I'm NASCAR Steve, and that's your Fast Lane for Friday, March 2nd on Big Country 102.9, brought to you by Southside Auto of Indian River, Legend Steel and Aluminum Trailers, Complete Car and Truck Accessories, and Complete Detailing Services. Also by Brown's Auto Clinic, West Conway Road, Harbor Springs. Get your ride running right at Brown's Auto Clinic.